Our next guest has been very busy over the last 2 weeks, and it's not going to stop, that's for sure. It's the member for Benabra, Bill Tilley, who joins us.
Bill, you've been involved in the firefighting effort and up around that Corryong area, and obviously it's all part of your purview, I guess. But something that's really important now, obviously, that it has quietened down a little bit and farmers and residents are able to get back into the area is how we can help them to rebuild, because obviously there's going to be, you know, even once the fires are over, and that hasn't happened yet, there's a lot that has to be done.
Absolutely. This is not going to happen overnight. Recovery is probably going to, we'll still be working on recovery in 12 months' time. Mm. But, you know, in the immediate period we've gone through, there's been literally hundreds or thousands of men and women that have put their time up, put their shoulders to the wheel and helped these efforts. And a shout out to all of them that keep strong. And yeah, we're going in that cycle where people are starting to go back to work, and the support from employers allowing their staff to go out on the fire front and do what they do. And across all agencies, it's terrific, and we've got to keep strong and resilient. But yes, Lou, recovery is going to be a hard battle. We've got to make sure money hits the ground, and a lot of that work that needs to be done with clearing up is also done.
Yeah, so what are you hearing from callers into your office? So what are you hearing mainly?
Well, you know, sometimes with systems, they can be the best thing in the world. We think they're going to work, but people do fall through the cracks. So what I'm seeking to address is that those that aren't getting the response, the timely response they need, is to be able to address that and help the system work better. And that's about delivering, you know, and making sure that, you know, as time gets on now, people are now getting fatigued, they're getting tired, they're probably, they're fused, they're getting a little bit cranky, and we can completely understand that, but we're there to help, and if we can help, we absolutely will.
I noticed there's some in the paper this morning, you know, they're showing all of the AusNet workers that have gone out to get that infrastructure back up and running in Corryong. I mean, you know, that was one of the issues as the fire was happening there when it all started on New Year's Eve or the day before. Yeah. The fact that communications were down and, you know, people were struggling to get information and let other people know where they were and how they were, and obviously, so it's already started the rebuilding of that infrastructure. But man, it is going to be a huge job.
It certainly will be, and it was great to see that those technicians, with the assistance of the Australian Defence Force, flew into Corryong on Saturday. Look, I've been speaking directly with the CEO and their government relations people, and we've been getting up to date briefings, and we'll continue to get that. But I believe that the major parts of Corryong and Walwakajua by the end of the week, I'm confident that they will have mains power, but there will be a lot of outlying primary producers and other small hamlets that will still have to rely on other generation. Yeah. But they're working on it, and it's great to see them finally on the ground.
So I guess the message is that people are having difficulty with certain channels in whatever area it is. They can call your office and maybe have a chat and see if you can do anything.
Absolutely. Look, it's my name on the door. That's all it is. We've got a terrific team of people working in there. They're all community-minded, and everybody in that team there is there to help us and get through this. So email, Facebook, give us a ring. I'm easy to find. The telephone number's listed.
With that beard, you're easy to find at the moment.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to lay low, but, you know. But anyway, it's one of those ticks on the bucket list.
Yeah.
Looks magnificent.
It does, absolutely. Bill Tilley, thank you so much for coming in and just, you know, letting us know basically where things are up to. But obviously, yeah, if people want to get in touch with you, your office, Facebook, all those things that you said is the best way to do it.
Absolutely. And if anybody's got any good ideas, because no one's got a monopoly on good ideas, I'm speaking with the Shire to help them through the recovery and what projects might help. So send us a line on those as well.
Yeah. And thank you as well for all of your work fighting the fires and in the ICC, the control centre as well.
Yeah.
Slew and Matt. It's AAA.